coming up on Saturday, we have our latest culture file debate, recorded recently at the National Botanic Gardens in the company of some of Ireland's best nature artists. We've brought them together to talk about the art and science of bringing nature to the page, screen and augmented reality headset. Paddy Woodworth was in the chair that day and you can hear the programme on Saturday. But as ever, there was far more interesting conversation than there is time in the programme. So, as a little taster for Saturday's programme, this time we're going to hear something that you won't hear on Saturday, as Paddy Woodworth asks image makers Jane Carkill, Melissa Culhane, Killian Mullarney and Yanni Petters about the effect of the climate emergency on their work and their lives.
We're coming towards the end, but first of all, I'd like to just ask you how you see the relationship of your work to the biodiversity and climate crisis. Do you see a connection? Has it changed the way you represent the world in any way? Does it affect your morale?
If I'm honest, I'd say no, it hasn't. It hasn't because, I mean, the most immediate effect the climate change has had is that it's made some birds that used to be very rare here quite commonplace, like little egrets and Mediterranean gulls and so on. I do worry a lot about what kind of world is going to be surrounding my kids in 20 years' time or 30 years' time. That's a huge worry. I don't think there's anything I do particularly in my work that addresses that. All I can hope is that through my work and all of these books that focus on nature, that it'll have a small influence on getting people interested in nature. And when they're interested, then they realize how important it is, and maybe eventually our government will listen and will put the resources into what really, really needs to be protected.
Thank you. Jane?
Yeah, definitely. I would not necessarily think, sometimes I worry that my work has no political message, but I think it does in its own special way. I would hope that there is a duality of not just the biodiversity of the climate, but also the landscape of just art in general. I would hope that people would see my work and it would give them an appreciation and awareness for the ecology. It would make them feel more attached to the ecology that surrounds them, but also I would hope, really importantly as well, that they have an appreciation for the hand that did it as well, and keeping alive the tradition of hand-drawn books and what's contained in them as well. So I would hope that there's a message, maybe indirectly, in my work that would spark something for people to, again, that slow way of living and to just take time to observe.
Melissa?
Yeah, I think as well, just to draw attention to nature and appreciate it. And it's something that when I'm working with children, it comes so naturally to them. So it's only a case of helping them explore nature and their natural instincts towards it and to care towards it. And I think the more people know about, once they know a little bit about nature and they want to learn more, and it's endless, and to know about it is then to care about it. So I think it's more to have more space in childhood to spend in nature without it being like you need to learn this and learn that, but even just to be there, I think that's will be a really big foundation for the future.
Thank you. And Yanni, I know it's a big part of your work is the relationship of painting plants to conservation.
I really want to, for as many people to become aware of the fragility of our nature. And in Ireland, I think we're inclined to be a little bit smug about things because we live in a really benign climate. But when you look closely, there's so much changing, it's quite scary. So the more of us know about it and appreciate what's happening, the more we can protect it. And it's not all about protection, it's actually about living with the change. And I think we can do a lot just by appreciating the science and listening to the scientists, but also, and my aim through my art is to be a quiet activist, to wake up people's eyes to seeing what's going on and thereby we become closer to nature. We can't be without it. So we've actually had such an influence on our country. There's so little left that's strictly wild that we need to nurture it and be part of it and not think that it's something separate. So it's I'm very passionate about learning from our surroundings and seeing how things can be cared for.
And communicating that through painting.
Yeah.
I think we should probably leave it there. Thank you very much to Killian Mullarney, Jane Carkle, Melissa Culhan and Yanni Petters. Thank you very much.
Paddy Woodworth there and his panel of nature artists. And the Culture File debate, Seeing Natures, with that panel and Paddy, is coming up on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM and, of course, in digital form after that. And speaking of digital form, why not follow Culture File's new online incarnation on Blue Sky? That's bsky.app if you haven't tried it yet. And as ever, you can subscribe to the podcast in all manner of ways, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify, and indeed via the RTE Lyric FM website.